AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. With Israel and Iran still trading strikes, Europe's taking a shot at diplomacy. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, and Britain to meet with Iran's foreign minister in Geneva Friday.
Iranian media says Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi will travel to Geneva for the meetings. European diplomats also confirm they'll be there. Earlier Thursday, Israeli firefighters raced to put out a blaze after an Iranian missile hit a hospital in the south of the country. At least 240 people were wounded by Iranian missiles, in all four of them seriously, according to Israel's health ministry. Also, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz blames Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, saying he should not continue to exist. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House says President Trump holds out hope for negotiations and will decide whether or not to launch U.S. strikes on Iran within 2 weeks. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he will impose new tariffs on U.S. steel and aluminum imports on July 21st, depending on the progress of trade talks with President Trump.
The two met at the G7 summit in Canada.
President Trump and I agreed to pursue negotiations towards a deal within the coming 30 days.
Carney says the tariffs will be adjusted up or down based on the status of those talks.
We must reinforce our strength at home and safeguard Canadian workers and businesses from the unjust U.S. tariffs.
The Prime Minister says this could set off a global recession, and it's not just because of a trade war.
Actual wars, including wars that can have quite significant implication for commodity prices, global growth, aside from the human cost that comes with them.
Canada is the largest foreign supplier of steel, aluminum, and uranium to the U.S. President Trump has imposed 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum, as well as 25% tariffs on cars. I'm Ed Donahue.
And Hurricane Eric has weakened to a tropical storm after making landfall on a sparsely populated stretch of Mexico's Pacific coast. This is AP News. Juneteenth celebrations across the country have been commemorating the end of slavery.
In New Hampshire, the Black Heritage Trail hosted events all week to honor the holiday.
I imagine among the things they would have felt when they found out that they heard about it 2 years late, maybe there was some joy. There might have been some anger.
That's Reverend Robert Thompson, the organization's director emeritus. This year's celebrations come as President Trump has banned diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in the federal government and removed content about Black American history from federal websites. He has not publicly marked the day. Asked during her media briefing whether he would commemorate the Juneteenth holiday, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said,
I'm not tracking his signature on a proclamation today. I know this is a federal holiday. I want to thank all of you for showing up to work. We are certainly here. We're working 24/7 right now.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.